Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This is Jay Nair along with Coach Paul Thomas. And after coming back from Lawson, some mixed things to talk about. I thought the Blue Jays came back strong, really, in this later parts of the second, third, fourth quarter parts. And certainly I thought the Blue Jays gave up the biggest fight they could possibly give against a very powerful Lawson team. And certainly, Coach, I know there are some tough things that we'll talk about here in a little bit that happened there, but also, too, I was so encouraged by the way the kids kept their heads in the ball game and battling all the way.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, our kids, that's one thing about our kids, you know, they're fighting to the end. And, you know, that's one thing I really like about them. And, you know, they just don't give up. And, you know, that's a really good sign for us. So, you know, we just got some things to build on and, you know, from last week. And I think it's good for us, to be in a tough ball game like that and, you know, not give up and just keep fighting.
Lawson among the premier teams in the KCI have been for a little while. And I think what was important in their attack is that they got up on the Blue Jays fairly early to where it was tough for the Blue Jays to make a comeback. But still, I felt like you say, the guys just kept fighting hard. And, you know, I never felt like we were going to actually – be in a position where, hey, we could come back and win this, but I felt that the boys were competitive all the way.
Yeah, most definitely, you know, and, you know, we had a couple of, you know, we had a run by Brandon James last week and for a touchdown, and then the pass to Braden Kogan and from Luke Hiley, and, you know, Lawson's got 18 seniors on their team, and, we're playing, you know, 7-8 sophomores a game, and, you know, that's not an excuse, but, you know, it's a little bit different when you got 18-year-olds playing against 15 and 16-year-olds, and, you know, I thought our kids did a really nice job of competing and not giving up and, you know, fighting to the end.
And, you know, certainly you got to find out, you know, what a team's made of in tough situations. And, Coach, I'm actually encouraged about that, too. I mean, you find out what people are made of. You know, it's easy to go along and everything's going great and fantastic, and it's easy to kind of have the gel going. But when you're going through a challenge or two, and especially in life, because as coaches, I know that you're not just coaching for a football season. You're coaching for life. And I think that's an important lesson to be learned as well.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, like I tell the kids, you know, you find out a lot about their character, you know, in tough times. And, you know, tough people like that, you know, keep fighting, and that's what they're doing. And, you know, like in life, you know, nothing's ever going to be just all peaches and cream, you know. There's going to be some tough times, and, you know, that's when you find out what they're made of. And, you know, our kids are showing some resiliency, and, you know, I really like that.
Well, we see it as well, Coach, and just something that I don't know if people are watching the broadcast and stuff from wherever, they may want an update here on Luke Hiley, the starting quarterback for the Blue Jays. And he had a situation where he had a broken fibula, I believe, in his lower leg, and he's had surgery on it this week. And I know, Coach, that's just a tough one. That's I know injury's part of a game. There's no question about it. And it's happened to a lot of people where a tough injury like that can affect at least where they are in the season. And I know, Coach, you're going to have to make some adjustments, but you never know. It could be for a positive in the long term.
Yeah, you know, I went over and saw Luke last night, and, you know, after surgery, and he's doing good. He's in good spirits. You know, Luke's such a great kid. You know, I mean, he never misses a workout. He always does everything, you know, just the way you want him to do it. And, you know, he's got a plate and 9 screws in his leg, his, you know, the fibula, and he did chip the bone in his tibia too, but they said that was going to be all right. And, he's in good spirits, and, he's going to try to make it out to the game Friday. And, you know, just glad he's doing okay. And he's just a tough kid, you know, and like he said, and I said both, you know, it's not his senior year. So he gets to come back stronger next year.
Well, there you go. Certainly that will make the motivation even more come the senior year for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, that wraps up this one. Blue Jays taking a tough one at Lawson, 40-14, but playing strong all the way. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk to Coach about the next opponent, the East Buchanan Bulldogs, and we'll talk about what's going on this week in the KCI. We'll be right back.
The Shane Bartee Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Bartee Law Offices, located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show, and we've got some things to talk about this week. It's homecoming week at West Platte High School, and that one came upon us quick, and it's always a great time with the alumni coming back, and it's just always – and, you know, from a coach's point of view, certainly, I know you have to be cautious for distractions, this kind of thing, because there's a lot going on. But also, it's a great time for the alumni to get together and talk about old times, and it's just a fun time, Coach. And I know you've got some things to look forward to in the Cease Buchanan game, and certainly I know they always offer – a tough outing as far as East Buchanan, but, think we may have an opportunity here, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Coach Bryant does a good job over there, and, you know, they're a little different football team than what we've seen
the last couple of years.
You know, they've been throwing the ball with Shadow Kid, and he's not there, and they like to run it a little more now, so they're probably 60-40, you know, pass to run, and, you know, that's a little different, so... You know, it'll be a different team. They still fly around, and, you know, they still do a good job on offense. So, you know, we'll have to play a great game to get by them.
You know, what we've been used to seeing with them in the past is somebody can throw the ball fairly well, but they have these amazing athletes playing wide receiver mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's been something we've used to, and it's hard to match up with a situation like – a situation like that in high school, is that somewhere, is there a tackle different now?
Yeah. They're still running their formations, and, you know, they've still got some good athletes out there. And one of their better athletes, that was a wideout last year, they moved him back to quarterback. So, you know, they're kind of deciding whether they're going to stay with him or they're playing two quarterbacks a little bit. They got a sophomore kid, they're kind of grooming, and, you know, I kind of think, and our defensive coordinator, Coach Thomas, kind of thinks also that, you know, they may bring that sophomore out and put that kid back at wide receiver. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready for that. So we'll see. Be interesting to see what they're going to do tomorrow night. And then, you know, defensively, they're playing a 4-4, and, you know, they're pretty aggressive like they always are. So it'll be a good matchup for us.
Like you say, Coach Bryant always seems to have a way to have the Bulldogs all fired up to play the West Platte Blue Jays. Well, certainly stay tuned for that, folks, on westplattesports.com as the East Buchanan Bulldogs come to West Platte to play the Blue Jays on homecoming night. But as far as what we see in the KCI, of course, we got East Buchanan versus West Platte tonight. It looks like two neighbors playing each other, North Platte and Mid-Buchanan, Coach. And North Platte having a tough outing there against Plattsburgh. Played them tough for a while. Of course, Mid-Buchanan's looking really tough again this year.
Yes, they are. And, you know, I'm kind of shocked with North Platte a little bit. You know, this summer they were really good and, you know, really playing well. And, you know, of course, that's summer football. But, you know, I they may give Mid-Buck a little more than what they're thinking of. But Coach Fritz will have them ready. Coach Fritz is doing a great job over there, you know, with those guys. And, you know, Mid-Buck's got some really good kids. Their quarterback and Skaggs kid. Yep. They just got a really good group of kids right now.
Wausau, Plattsburgh, that seems to be the highlight one. Two teams doing well, at least so far in this early season. And that ought to be a good matchup as well.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, Plattsburgh's kind of the surprise team of the conference right now, 3-0 and, you know, doing really well. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Lawson and them do. And, you know, I'm kind of anxious to see the score of that game.
Yeah, we'll be checking on that, I'm sure, as we go along as well. Penny and Lathrop is always a good matchup. Of course, Lathrop having an outstanding year. Their only loss coming in the state championship game, I believe, last year. And a lot of those guys are back. But Penny always is an outstanding and athletic team. That'll be a good contest as well, Coach.
Yeah, it really should. You know, we got to see Penny against East Buck, you know, on film. And, you know, of course, Penny's got the fastest kid in the conference at running back. And so that'll be a good challenge for Lathrop. But Lathrop's got a great group of kids. And, you know, Coach Holt's doing a good job. So it'll be an interesting game. I'm interested to see that score also.
We'll be rooting for the West Platte Blue Jays and getting them on the way and back on the winning track here, Coach. We wish you well tomorrow night at homecoming.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, sir. Good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.